The what? The chapter of faith. No. My wife actually answered a lot of the questions correctly. So, amen. Glory to God. So that'll let you know that they are attainable. She is very smart. She knows her. It's not that that wasn't a letdown or a put down. Glory to God. Amen. Hebrews 11. A sermon entitled, What Faith Offers Us. I want you to ask yourself tonight a simple question. Or I want to ask you a simple question tonight. How is your faith? Do you have faith? There was a man some years ago. His name was Abdul Rahman. He was Afghani and a Muslim. He came to know Christ as his Lord and Savior. But being in a Muslim country, that was a capital offense. He had been sentenced to death simply for being a Christian. To make it worse, his family had turned on him. But he had an option. He had a way out of his death sentence. He had a way, amen, for his life to be spared. All he had to do was one thing, and his life would be, he would be set free, amen. All he had to do was one thing, folks, and that was to renounce Jesus. Renounce Jesus. All he had to say was, I do not believe. I do not trust. That's it. I'm not a believer. That's it. Turn on Jesus and live. Let me ask you a question tonight. You put yourself in Abdul's place. You've been arrested. You've been separated from your family, your friends, your church. You've been thrown in jail, solitary confinement, because the people in jail, they hate you because they know all about you and what you are there for. You stood before a judge. You've been proven guilty before innocent. You're all alone. You have nowhere to go or to run to. This could possibly be your last day on earth, but you have a choice. Tell the people that you don't trust in Jesus, that you are not a Christian, that you don't believe in Christianity. Say it over and over and over again until they believe you. Just say it, and it will get you out of jail. It will get you back home. It will get you the hugs and the kisses from your family again. Just say it, and you live. How many people tonight would say, I don't believe. Listen. How many would have said, I don't believe in Jesus. Get me out. Abdul chose to say, Jesus, you're my Lord. And he was put to death. See, the word faith and the idea of faith is a very popular, subject in today's culture. You hear interviews, about movie stars, athletes that use the word faith in their interviews. They are asked, how did you get that position? I had faith. How did you win the game? Well, I had faith. For many people, faith is just an emotional or a spiritual force. If they, if asked, faith in what? Faith in family. Faith in friends. Faith in teammates. Faith in myself. No God, no Jesus, no Savior, no Lord. But they had faith. In other words, faith is just reduced to some type of emotional or wishful thinking, because they had faith, folks. You see it over and over again. How did you get that done? I had faith. So what is true faith tonight? Faith is confidence that God is who he says he is, and that he will do what he has promised to do. That's faith. Faith is not a power. Amen. It is not a vehicle by which we can coerce God and get him into get him in a headlock and move until he does it. God, you better do it. Amen. We can't coerce God. We can't coerce God into doing something, that is against his will. It is simply an expression of confidence in the person and the character of God. It is the proper response to the promise or the revelation of God. Faith is totally, being committed and being totally open to all the possibilities of God tonight. 2 Corinthians 10:15, not boasting of things beyond measure, that is in other men's labor, but having hope that as your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our spirit. As you and I tonight, as we experience more of God, our faith should increase. As we see, him answer our prayers, our confidence in him should grow. As we see him working in our lives and in other people's lives, our confidence should increase. The more that you and I tonight walk with him, the more that we should be willing to abandon everything for him. Let me ask you, is that you tonight? We see God's move. We see God's hand. We see God's answer. We see God totally do everything. Does that make you believe and increase your faith more? Because it should. The more we see him work, it should open up, amen. The more we see him move in our lives, the more that we should open up the unlimited, listen to me, the unlimited possibilities that you and I have in him. Our confidence is in the Lord. Our confidence in the Lord should always be increasing more and more. Why? Because we begin to learn that he really is who he says he is. Can I tell you, God is not something that we make up to be. What he is, he is. What he said he will do, folks, he will do. What he has promised to do, he will accomplish. Tonight, amen, do you have complete and total confidence in who God is? Or do your circumstances bring you to know and think of who God is? Are you more tonight confident in God than you were yesterday? Is your faith growing more and more every day? So what do you receive, when your faith is growing? Number one, we can expect our growing faith to be empowering. This is what, chapter 11 of the book of, Hebrews tells you and I. In verse 32, it mentions some of those in the Old Testament. It mentions Gideon. It mentions Samson. It mentions David. It mentions Samuel. It mentions the prophets. But verse 33, let's go ahead and look at it. It tells us that by faith, they were able to accomplish everything they did for God. They conquered kingdoms. They shut the mouths of lions. They quenched flames, escaped the sword. Their weakness was turned into strength, into power. They were, victorious in battles. They routed armies and their enemies. And they were able, folks, to raise the dead. All these men tonight started just like you and I tonight. Ordinary men. They just did one thing. They believed that God was who he said he was. They were imperfect. They were imperfect people who simply did one thing. Amen. They responded totally to one thing. And that was the call of God. Let me ask you. Have you responded to God's call? Have you responded to God's voice? Have you responded to God's will? Pastor, I don't know what God's will is. Have you said, God, here I am. Whatever you desire, use me. Or have you said, God, whatever your desire is, use him. Amen. Whatever your desire is, use this wall, amen, or the donkey. God, use everybody else, but not this guy. All they did was respond, and they were used by God. Little by little, they saw God working in and around their lives, folks. Their confidence in God, as God began to show, can I tell you, God will show himself out for you and I. But he doesn't have to. Amen? He will do it just simply because he knows who we are. We will be like Elijah in Mount Carmel, getting there saying, God, you're the man. And then all of a sudden running for his life. That's the reality of what man is. One moment we're high in life. The other one, we don't even know if we're going to live. God, take my life. That's what Elijah did. One moment he was there slaying, 850 prophets of Baal. The next moment, hallelujah, because Jezebel says one thing, one person comes against them. God, I don't even know if you're real anymore. God, I don't even know if this Christian thing is real. God, am I wasting my time? God, what am I doing? That's the reality of what people do, folks. But their confidence, as they saw working, as they saw God working in their lives, amen, their confidence grew, their faith grew, amen. God's calling now became real. Those things that they accomplished, listen, they were not easy, amen, things, hallelujah, they seemed as impossible. You stand before a lion and say, amen, I dare you to eat me. Amen. Stand before a lion and dare that lion to eat you tonight. Because that's what they did. Stand before a king. Stand before an army. How many people we got? Just me and you. But that's enough because it's me and you and God. Amen. Elijah says to his servant, what do you see? Oh, you don't know. Master, you don't want to see. You don't want to hear what I see. But what do you see? Well, look again. What do you see? You want me to tell you what I really see? I see an army. And I see that it's only me and you. And I see that they're coming to get. Because they're mad at you, and because they're mad at you, they're going to come and be mad at me. And then Elisha tells the servant again, look again. What do you see? Oh, God showed himself. God, Elijah, as he tells him, the servant says, I see the armies of God all around. See their faith, their calling. Those things that they accomplished, listen, they were not easy. They seemed impossible. But because of faith, God worked. Do the things in your life seem impossible? Do the things in your life seem, amen, you can't do it? No se puede, instead of si se puede, no se puede. That means no, we can't do it. Instead of yes, we can. Oh, I don't think we can. Amen. See, they saw God's work. They felt his power. They were fully given wholeheartedly to God's call. See, God tonight wants you and I to grow in the same manner. Are you and I paying attention to what God is doing all around us? Are you fully aware of what God has done and is doing in your life right now? If you become tonight aware of what God is doing, it will cause you and I to do one thing. It will cause our faith and confidence to grow in Him. See, God tonight wants to use you. Imagine this. Just like the imperfect people, He wants to use you and I tonight. Isn't that amazing? That He wants to use you, folks. He wants to use your life for one thing. That is to be able to take the world. He doesn't want, to use humans. Super powerful people. Yes, God can use them, but I don't know if God can use me. Can I tell you tonight? God can use you. He wants to use you and I tonight. He is who He says He is. He will do what He says He will do. Believe Him, trust Him, and have faith in Him tonight. Let your faith do one thing. Let it empower you. How many want to be empowered tonight? Amen. If you want to be empowered, you have to trust in who Jesus is in all things. As He empowers you, you will be all that God wants you to be from today going forward. Let me ask you. I'm going to ask you a few times. Do you have faith? Even during the circumstances that you are in right now. Pastor, I don't know if I can have faith. Once I get out of these circumstances, then I'll have faith. No. Do you have faith that God can help you overcome what you are facing today? Amen, Pastor. See, tonight, you can expect your faith to be sustained. In our text, it doesn't just talk about big names of the Bible. There are many people that many would say they are the no names. The Bible only mentions them as a mansion. Imagine being mentioned as others. Amen. Not Mark, not Joey, others. Not Adrian, not Hugo, not Cameron, not John, just others. Amen. That's what you and I are. Others. Their lives, had a much different direction, folks. Listen to me. Than Gideon, David, Samuel, and many other of the prophets. The others here in our text, they were tortured. They were chained. They were put in prison. They were stoned. Not Colorado stoned, but stoned. Amen. They were stoned. They were sawed in half. They were killed. They were persecuted. They were mistreated. Did this happen because of a lack of faith or no faith? The answer is no. In verse 39, folks, and all these commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised. All these things that they faced with one thing, faith. Faith. They were confident in one thing. Can I tell you, I'm not confident in myself. Amen. I can be the honest. I'm not confident in myself. If left to myself, I will mess things completely up. They were confident in God. Even when they were tortured, all these and all the other things that I mentioned earlier, they were totally one thing for God, committed. They were totally given. No matter what they faced, they were able to face these things because of their faith or trust in God. And can I tell you something tonight? Because of what they faced, you and I tonight are encouraged by them. See, things as a Christian don't always go our way. How many have realized that as in Christianity? Pastor, I gave my life to Christ, and I thought everything was going to be peaches and cream. And then, amen? How many know that that's the reality? See, the Bible does not sugarcoat, how many know, real problems. It tells us the whole story of what they faced. You and I are going to face hard times, bad times, terrible times, and sometimes even hopeless times. But because of one thing, our confidence in God and not ourselves, we can make it through those difficult times. When you and I tonight experience the power of God, we can lean on Him for comfort. When He answers our prayers, we can trust that He hears us in the circumstances that we are in. See, our confidence tonight in His promises will sustain you and I even through the worst of times. Do you have that faith? Or are you just looking to experience a life in Christ without any resistance, without any pain, without any hardship? God, just be like the genie in the bottle. I rub you, and you make all things happen. I want to be rich. I want to have. I want to be. Can you make me? Do you have faith tonight? In closing, that's my first closing. Number one. See, you and I can expect our faith to be rewarding. Verse 40 says, God has provided something better for you and I. Isn't that amazing? That we can have tonight total, complete confidence in who God is. You and I can totally commit everything. Listen, the reason why you can totally commit everything to God is because you know who God is. God, I give you my bank account. I give you my cars. I give you my house, my 401, my never to attain Social Security. You're going to die before you get Social Security now. And then they'll say, yeah, you're approved now. You can have it all, God. Can't God have everything of you? Or do you pick and choose what you want to give God? Because how many know that you and I will never see the full rewards of God, folks, unless we surrender everything. Everything. Holding nothing back. Because true faith, real faith, holds nothing back from God. See, no matter tonight where you find yourself, God has better plans for you. You might not find yourself in the best of places. You hold on to God. God is on the move. If you will step out tonight and serve God fully and wholeheartedly, if you tonight are in a bad situation, you can rest, in God's plan that He has something better for you, amen. If you think your life is almost over, your faith and trust in God is never in vain. It will be rewarding. Come out. Step out. Don't bunker or hunker down. Place your full confidence and trust in Jesus, and God will reward our lives. Do you have faith tonight? Because, folks, faith is what moves those mountains. If you were to see me probably 30 years ago, my body would be completely different. But now at 50-something, amen, I look and what used to go up now comes down. Amen. I'm like, where is it at? It's like, it's back over here. Amen. It's like, where did it go? I used to pop, pop. Now it's like one big round thing. Amen. See, I can't trust in me. Can I tell you? Neither can you trust in you tonight. We have to put our trust in Jesus. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. Do you have faith? I'm not talking about wishful thinking. I'm talking about faith tonight, folks. Do you have faith? Or is your situation too far beyond God? Or is your situation too far beyond what God can do? Do you believe? Do you trust? Is your confidence in you or is it in God? Because if it's in God, He says you can do all things. Not through you, but as you begin to trust in me. If you say to the mountain, move, faith moves mountains. It moves circumstances. It moves situations. It shuts lions. It defeats armies. It gives you and I victories when things seem hopeless and impossible. That's what faith is able to do tonight. Do you have that faith? If you're here in this place and you're not saved, you're here in this place and you're backslidden, all I simply want to do is do one thing. I want to pray for you. Would you surrender your life to Jesus? Listen, I'm not telling you to play church. I'm not telling you just, well, if you just play church, then it's just like when we used to play, amen, Ken and Barbie, or a prince and a princess. You're going to be in a make-believe land. And do you want to surrender your life to Jesus tonight? Do you want to give your heart to the Lord? God can bring forth an increase in your faith. Your faith can be rewarding. Tonight, God can move. Do you have faith? Would you lift up your hand if you want to surrender your life to Jesus?
Levanta la mano si quieres entregar tu vida al Señor.
Amen. Let me speak to you, church. Do you have faith? ¿Tienen fe en esta noche? How is your faith? ¿Cómo es esa fe? If you tell me you have faith, then that tells me that you truly believe in who Jesus is.
Si me dices que tienes fe, entonces lo que me estás diciendo es que crees en lo que Cristo es.
You can believe in his promises. Vas a creer en sus promesas. You can believe that he will do it.
Vas a creer que lo va a cumplir.
Do you have faith? God wants to move. Dios se quiere mover. But do you and I tonight believe in him?
Pero en esta noche, tú y yo, ¿creemos totalmente en él?
Do we believe? Do we have that confidence? Don't just tell me you believe when everything is going right. Do you believe even when the circumstances are not to the best? Do you have faith? The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God.
En medio de todas las circunstancias, ¿tú todavía tienes fe?
Do you have faith? Do you have faith? ¿Tú tienes fe en esta noche? Do you believe? ¿Tú crees?